Rashid? He whispered, so low I could barely hear it over the rain.
With us,
I replied as quietly, trying not to move my lips. His head tipped me a tiny nod, and then he turned to beckon the others. Wardens and senior council members began clamoring out of the boat. I walked down the dock beside Ebenezer, watching the wardens over my shoulder. They were the sort of men and women who had no illusions about violence, magical or otherwise. If they decided that the best way to deal with me would be to shoot me in the back, they wouldn't hesitate. I stepped off the dock and onto the island again, and immediately felt the presence of Demon Reach. At the moment, the only persons on the island were those I had brought with me. Ebenezer followed me, and I felt it the instant he stepped onto the shore. It wasn't as if someone had whispered in my ear. I simply knew, felt it the way you know it when an ant is crawling across your arm. He stopped a step later, and I kept going until I was about 10 feet away. I turned to face them as their group came down the dock to stand on the shore. I kept close track of them through the link with the island, making sure that there weren't any wardens hiding behind veils so that they could sneak up behind me and start delivering rabbit punches. Ebenezer, Ancient Mai, and Listens to Wind, his expression bearing a faintly greenish cast, stood side by side facing me. The wardens fanned out behind them, wary eyes watching every possible route of approach, including from the lake.
"Well, Wizard Dresden,"
Ebenezer said.
He leaned on his staff and regarded me blandly. "We got your note."
"I figured," I said. "Did you get as far as the part where I said if you wanted a fight, I would oblige you?"
The wardens didn't actually bare their teeth and start snarling, but it was close.
"Aye, aye," Ebenezer said. "I thought it might be more profitable if we could talk about things first."
"Indeed," said Ancient Mai. Her voice was too smooth and too confident to match the tiny, fragile person speaking in it. "We can always kill you afterward."
I didn't actually break out into rivulets of sweat, but it was close.
"Obviously, the disrespect you have offered the White Council merits some form of response," she continued. "Do not flatter yourself by thinking that we have come to you because we lack other options."
Ebenezer gave Mai a mild look.
"At the same time," he said, "your reputation as an investigator is unrivaled within the Council. That, added to the nature of your relationship with the alleged murderer, is reason enough to hear what you have to say."
"Wizard Dresden," Listens to Wind said, "you said you had proof of Morgan's innocence. You said you had a witness."
"And more," I replied.
"And where are they?"
"We need to wait a moment," I said, "until everyone arrives."
Ancient Mai's eyes narrowed. The wardens got even more alert and spread out a bit, hands on their weaponry.
"What others, Haas?" Ebenezer asked.
"Everyone directly involved in this plot," I said. "Warden Morgan wasn't the only one being set up as a patsy. When you manage to track down the source of the money found in Morgan's account, you'll find that it comes from a corporation owned by the White Court."
Listens to Wind frowned.
"How do you know this?"
"I investigated," I said. "After further investigation, I concluded that the money had probably been moved without the knowledge of the White Court's leaders. The guilty party not only wished Lafortier dead, and Warden Morgan to take the blame for it, he also wanted to manipulate the council into renewing hostilities with the vampire courts."
The wardens traded looks with one another when I said that. It was getting darker, and I had trouble making out their expressions. Listens to Wynne's face became thoughtful, though.
"And there is proof of this?" he asked.
"I believe there will be," I replied. "But it might take time to find. Longer than the duration of Morgan's unjust trial and undeserved execution, anyway."
Ancient Mai suddenly smiled, an expression with all the joy and life of frozen porcelain.
"In other words," she said, "whatever measures being taken to veil Morgan from our tracking spells were near their limits, forcing you to seek this meeting."
I had to work hard to keep from twitching. The only thing worse than scary is smart and scary.
Mai turned to Ebenezer.
It seems obvious that Dresden was involved in this plot on some level, and if Dresden is here, Morgan is probably nearby.
Arrest Dresden and resume attempting to track Morgan immediately. We can attend to the business in a proper and orderly fashion back in Edinburgh.
Ebenezer eyed Mai and then looked at Listens to Wind. The old medicine man stared at me for a time, and then reached up an ink-stained finger to pull back a few loose hairs that had been plastered to his face by the rain. He leaned on his staff and looked around the island for a long minute, his expression distant.
No mention was made of other parties being present, he said finally. This is council business, and no one else's. Adding representatives of the White Court to this meeting could prove as disastrous as the war you claim to be trying to avoid, Wizard Dresden.
Ebenezer's jaw tensed up.
That's not the same thing as saying we should arrest him.
Listens to Wind faced Ebenezer stolidly.
If what he says is so, the truth will come out. We can postpone a trial so that if this evidence exists, it can be found.
You know as well as I do, Ebenezer said, that the outcome of the trial is not going to be changed by the truth.
Listens to Wynne's voice became hard and rough, holding a deep and burning anger that I had never heard from the old man before.
There is the world that should be, he growled, and the world that is. We live in one.
And must create the other, Ebenezer retorted, if it is ever to be.
Listens to Wind looked down and shook his head. He looked very old and very tired.
There are no good paths to choose, old friend, he said quietly. All we can do is choose if many die or a few.
He looked up at me, his face hard.
I am sorry, Haas Dresden, but I must agree. Arrest him.